Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Off the ball, rugby.
I was a halfback at high school purely because of my size. The only place they could put me in the team as we had at high school was as a halfback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Ireland captain Caelan Doris on whether their quarter-final defeat to the All Blacks is a motivator for tomorrow night. Andy Farrell on his faith in Jack Crowley and his old guard too. And rugby league convert Joseph Akuso-Suali will make his Wallabies debut against England. First up today, new Ireland captain Caelan Doris insists revenge is not a factor in their preparations for tomorrow night's test with the All Blacks. It's almost 13 months since Ireland lost that World Cup quarter-final with New Zealand at the Stade de France. Ireland held their captain's run at the Aviva today, where Doris says last year's game has been discussed, but not in terms of revenge.
I haven't thought about it too much, personally. I've obviously reflected on that game, and I know it wasn't near one of my best performances or where I can get to, so... it's all part of the journey and the evolution of a player and of a person, and I'm sure that game, some of the lessons from it will lead to further development and growth for me, and I'm looking forward to putting that into action.
Andy Farrell says the revenge mindset isn't required for a game of this magnitude.
No, it's not, and that's the truth. I mean, you know, do you need that when you're playing against one of the best teams in the world? I mean, everyone knows that that's the truth, like, you know. And so, you know, we want to constantly be up there competing with the best. So if that's not motivation within itself, I mean, playing against the All Blacks has always brought that edge to any type of game. This is a top level test match that everyone wants to be involved in. Revenge a year ago, there's been a lot of rugby played, a lot of water that's gone under the bridge as well, so it doesn't even play a part in it for us anyway.
Doris comes to the captaincy with a psychology degree under his arm, and he was asked if that plays a role in his leadership.
Yeah, there's definitely crossover there, probably not directly from my psychology degree, but probably more so from my parents and my interest in psychology in general. How exactly, I'm not sure, probably in many different ways, and I think understanding myself, self-awareness that have come from that probably make me a better player, I would say.
Meanwhile, Farrell has defended his reliance on the perceived old guard in his squad.
It is what it is, like, you know, you can't pull a rabbit out of a hat and just throw people in if they're not ready. It's a big test match coming up. So you act accordingly to what's in front of you and what you've got. We are not South Africa or even England or New Zealand, as far as there's thousands of players out there that you can just throw in and see how it goes. That's not the way it is here, like, you know. So look after the here and now. The medium term is always just around the corner. There's always planning in and around all that, and the long term will look after itself.
The head coach was also talking up Jack Crowley, who starts tomorrow despite a disappointing season so far with Munster.
There's a bit of credit there, isn't there, with Jack? Like a few players as well, not just at Munster, but in other provinces. I'm sure that form is something that would they would always like to be pushing a bit further, etc. But I suppose when you come into camp, there's a new start, and we judge them on how they act under the pressure of trying to perform in front of each other. And Jack's been great as far as that's concerned. Having said that, you know, the competition in that position and others is where you want it to be. Like, you know, you want it to keep on developing as it should do.
Looking ahead to tomorrow's test, Matt Williams says the All Blacks will run Ireland very close, even though this is not, in his eyes, a great New Zealand team.
No, it's not. I think we have to tread carefully on those words, even though they are correct. The New Zealand sides that we were probably talking about when Sonny Bill Williams was playing, Dan Carter, they were the best in the world by a considerable margin. Now, we've got to remember, when New Zealand knocked Ireland out of the World Cup in Japan in 2019, they did it by 40. We just said the last World Cup, it was centimetres. It was millimetres even. And this has really troubled the New Zealanders, because South Africa are without doubt the best side in the world. This South African team is full of wonderful coaches, some intergenerational coaches, once-in-a-generation players. They are being exceptionally well coached by Rassie, who has been there since 2018. Whereas the New Zealanders are struggling because they've lost four in a row to New Zealand. Now, that raw stat, four in a row, New Zealand lose to South Africa, has caused absolute chaos in the hearts of New Zealanders. But the reality is they should have won the World Cup final, and they should have won the first test this year in Ellis Park. So in reality, it should be 2-2 and New Zealand should be world champions. Now, it's not the case. We've got to deal with what is. My point is, New Zealand are not the dominant team in the world. They are not the great team they were. But they haven't descended like Australia has descended. But they are very, very close to the top.
There's much more from Matty Williams, and tomorrow morning from Ronan O'Gara and Alan Quinlan, all that All Blacks test on Off The Ball Breakfast. You can hear all of their output by becoming an Off The Ball member now. Offtheball.com/join if you want to do that.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Joseph Akuso-Suali'i will make his Wallabies debut in Saturday's test with England at Twickenham. He'll come into the centre in the only change made by Joe Schmidt to the side that were beaten 33 points to 13 in the final round of the Rugby Championship in September. Plenty is expected of Suali'i, who it's reported was convinced to switch from Rugby League to playing Union for the Waratahs in a deal worth the equivalent of €1 million a season for 5 years. Speaking recently, Suali'i says controversial ex-Wallaby Israel Folau has been a huge influence on his career.
Yeah, I actually met Israel when I was 14. I really looked up to him when I was younger. For a young kid, I feel like I really wanted to ask a lot of questions. I feel like it's been one of my strengths, just learning. And I feel like, you know, Israel was, you know, someone I could, you know, look up to and ask questions to. And yeah, every now and then I do catch up with him, and he's a great mentor in my life. He's a man that doesn't speak a lot, but he's very, I think all his actions are kind of picked up on. But yeah, he's a great man, first of all. I feel like that's the biggest thing I've learned, is always be a great man outside of footy.
So Ali also responded to criticism regarding his fast-tracking from the 13-man game to the Wallaby setup.
Yeah, well, I feel like everyone, I've said it before, I feel like everyone has an opinion, which is respected, but yeah, I'm on my own path. I feel like I'm, you know, I'm doing my own path and dreaming how I want to dream. You know, everyone else can have their opinion, and look, I'm just living the life I want to live.
His Wallabies head coach Joe Schmidt outlined the differences Suali will face this weekend.
Yeah, they are big collisions in state of origin. It is a different game. Ball carrier tends to stand. They tend to carry a lot more upright. Contact tends to be a lot more upright, and so, you know, there's an adjustment there. But as I said, in everything Joseph has done, his ability to very much stay in a rugby union mode and drop his height and punch through the tackle really well has impressed us. So, you know, from whatever perspective, we've got a confidence that he'll adapt really well. If it's not well enough, well, at least it's a first step toward him becoming more comfortable and adapting to a slightly different sort of code.
Schmidt also explained the decision to start the 21-year-old at outside centre.
We mixed and matched a little bit at training, and that was partly to for those two guys to just let us know how they felt about how they best balanced up for them. I think the advantage of Joseph being at 12, sometimes the physical demand is a little bit greater. He's a big, strong kid, Joseph, so that's fine. It's just that 13, there's a few more decisions that have to get made. And so just with Lenny's experience, we're sort of inside, outside, maybe a little bit, but, they're pretty comfortable with the number they're wearing and the position that they're going to start off in.
So Australia will start with Tom Wright at fullback. Andrew Callaway and Dylan Peach are their wingers. Suali is partnered by Len Ikitau in the centre. Noel Alessio and Jake Gordon are their halfbacks. It's a front row of Angus Bell, Matt Fessler and Taniela Tupu. Nick Frost and Jeremy Williams are in the second row. Rob Valenti starts at blindside flanker. Fraser McRae at openside. And Harry Wilson will captain the team from number 8. Munster lock Jean Klein has joined up with the Springbok squad preparing for their test with Scotland at Murrayfield. He replaces Ruan Norcia, who suffered a leg injury in training yesterday. Meanwhile, Mokosele Mapimpi has revealed it's doubtful he'll play at another World Cup. Now 34, the Sharks winger says the 2027 tournament may be a bridge too far for him physically. He scored a try in the 2019 final and was part of the wider squad a year ago. France head coach Fabien Galthié says he's picked his team to play Japan based on form. Of the side that started their final summer test last July, only fullback Leo Barre, outside centre Emilien Gailleton and loose Jean-Baptiste Gros will start. Antoine Dupont captains the team from scrum half, while Thomas Ramos gets the nod at out half ahead of Mathieu Jalabert. Having just qualified through the 5-year residency rule, Tongan-born tighthead Tavita Tatafu will make his France debut against the Brave Blossoms. And France will start with Leo Barre at fullback, Damien Penaud and Louis Biel-Biri are the wingers. Emilien Gailleton and Yoram Moefana are in the centre. Thomas Ramos and Antoine Dupont are the halfbacks. It's a front row of Jean-Baptiste Gros, Piato Movaca and Tavita Tatafu. Thibaut Flamand and Manuel Miafu are the second row partnership. At blindside flanker, it's Francois Crow. Alexandre Rouma starts at openside. Gregory Aldrete will be at number 8. And to add some confusion to affairs on Saturday, Japan will have their own Tavita Tatafu. Theirs is Bordeaux's Tongan-born number 8 on the bench. Finally, Sione Tuipulotu has turned down approaches from France and England. The Scotland international has signed instead a new 3-year extension with Glasgow Warriors. The Australian-born centre had only recently been made Scotland captain, but had attracted the interest of the likes of Stade Francais, Harlequins and Bath. Tuipulotu, though, will remain at Scotstoun until at least the summer of 2028. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, including a special reaction podcast to tomorrow night's test with the All Blacks. Till then, take care.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.